listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're labeled with hypertension, is check your own blood pressure as well. If the top number is less than 150 and you're not having symptoms, I would not worry about it. I would just drink more water. And usually that will bring it down very nicely. Simply drink more water. If it's even higher than 150 with no medications, then I would go further. Drink more water, have at least 3 bowel movements a day, get rid of all your processed foods. Usually, that's about all that it takes. And then throw in a 30-minute walk a day. What the 30-minute walk does is it relieves your blood pressure by distributing the blood throughout your whole body, not just in the center, which is what's caused by sitting. But according to what information they are giving here, it's better to do as little as possible. What if you're on blood pressure medicines and you want to stop them? Not clear. So my mother just went ahead and stopped everything. She said, yeah, I'm done. She's 87. And she did just fine, and she's doing better every day. So it's really a judgment call. You've got to kind of sort that out yourself. Or you could go to drjenniferdaniels.com, sign up for a discovery session. I can help you sort it out in your particular situation, what might be appropriate. But it's not possible to say one blanket thing for everybody. Alrighty, we have questions. Our question is Shamir in New York. Hi, Shamir.
Thing, and I love your vital. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
And Dan in Texas. Dan, are you there?
Can't hear me.
Who am I talking to? Okay, Shamir, can you talk a little louder?
Hi, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes. What is your one question?
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you for everything. I've been on your Vitality capsules for over 6 months. I eat very healthy, a pescatarian diet. But so I recently started getting really sharp pains on the back side of my arm, right above my elbow. I do work out in a bar class, and I do side planks, and the pain started after a night out, and I had a few glasses of wine, and the next day I woke up hungover, and I had this really bad pain there and also in my back, but the pain in my arm is continuing, and I was wondering if there's any dietary recommendations or supplements to help with this. It's quite painful. I don't think it's tennis elbow, it's because it's above my elbow.
I think it's a night out. So,
yeah,
I mean, next night out, skip the alcohol. But for now, just take some milk thistle.
Milk thistle. Okay.
Yeah, milk thistle. If you're going to get capsules, it'd be 3 capsules twice a day with food, and it should clear right up. And what's going on is the night out slowed your liver. So your liver is not cleaning your blood as well, and it's dumping the junk there in your elbow because you use the elbow a lot and work out. So increase your water, take some milk thistle, and you'll see it go away.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye, Shamir.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Just an anecdotal story. Of course, I've been listening to you since 2012, and I'd say about 4 or 5 years ago, I was at a doctor's office, and they said, took my blood pressure and said something about my blood pressure being high. The doctor did. And I said to him, I said, he offered me some blood pressure medications. And at the time, I offered to him your guidelines today. He said, well, doc, here's the deal, though. If I take that blood pressure medication, I'd have to live 200 years for it to do me any good. And I don't think I'm going to be living that long. On the other hand, if I take that medication, I think it might only take about 3 years for it to do me some harm. And so I'm not interested. And all he did was roll around in his spinning little chair, and I heard him. I'm blind, so I heard him entering some notes on his laptop computer. And when he was through typing, he said, all right, Dan, anything else? And I said, no. So he had nothing to say when I told him I'd have to take them for 200 years for it to do me any good. So I thought that was interesting.
And exactly, then the other. He had never seen anyone benefit from blood pressure medicine. And it's the same thing for me in medical practice. It's very frustrating. You're treating all these people with high blood pressure, and you're not seeing anyone have a better life, and a lot of people appearing to be worse off. So it's very, very frustrating. Yeah, he didn't really have much to say about that.
Well, the other anecdotal story is my mother-in-law came to our town to live with my sister-in-law when she was 85, and they put her on blood pressure medications. And 3 years later, she was as lethargic as she could be. She had a bit of a meltdown. They took her to the hospital. When she got out, she came to live with us. And she asked my wife, do I have to take these? And we said, not living in this house, you don't. If you don't want to take them, you're not taking them. And it was amazing over a period of 6 months how much more alert she became, how much more physically active she became at that time. And, of course, the doctor would keep saying, why aren't you taking your blood pressure medications? Yeah. And they kept saying, you know, because when she came to live with us, she was 88. And they kept saying, well, we just guess you must want your mother to die of a stroke. Well, she's 95 now and doing fine. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well,
so
thank
anyway,
you for calling in and sharing that with us.
All right, Doc. Y'all have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye, Dan. Right, we have Verlene in Texas. Hi, Verlene.
Dr. Daniels. Hi. I love who you are.
Thank you.
I'm not going to take much of your time. I woke up yesterday with which appears to be shingles. How would you handle that? Would turpentine handle that?
It appears to be shingles.
Yes, ma'am.
Hmm. Have you had it before?
No. I looked it up, and on YouTube and match my little rashes appear to be like shingles.
Is it painful or itchy?
No, not yet. It's just a
It's a rash. It's not painful. It's not itchy. It's a red discoloration of a few bumps.
Back up a little bit, doctor. I also had on my lip, my bottom lip, like little boils.
So how long ago was that?
I just woke up yesterday morning with it. And I don't want to go to the doctor because you know what they do.
Yeah. How long ago was the boils?
Pardon me?
How long ago was the boils on your lip?
Everything. When I woke up yesterday morning.
Oh, you had the boils on your lip as well?
Yes, the bottom lip and a little rash on my...
I don't think it's shingles.
You don't?
No. And even if it wasn't, it doesn't really matter either way. What you have is you have a skin defect here, a connective tissue issue. So the body moves toxins around. That's normal. And when they get stuck in the skin like this and you've got a rash, there's one or two things going on. One, you have a connective tissue deficiency. Your skin is weak. Or two, your liver is weak and it should be cleaning the blood a lot better. So you could take milk thistle, like I mentioned to last call. That would help strengthen your liver. And drink some water. But also strengthen your skin. And that would be by eating things that have skin. Probably chicken feet might be the best thing. And what the chicken feet will do when you eat them is it will repair your skin and fix your skin.
Did you say chicken feet?
Yep, I did.
Okay. I can do that. Yes.
Okay, there you go. That would be it. That's the answer.
Now, we'll turpentine.
Do that and you'll see the rash clear up and you'll see the blisters in your lip clear up. Because it'll give you the collagen that you're missing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
great.
That sounds great.
All right. Bye bye. Okay, we have Matt in Ohio. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
There's been a huge increase in the amount of palm oil put in food in America, and
yes.
I was wondering. Have you done any research into that? Is it as
necessary. It's processed food. Just don't eat it. Just, you know, throw it in the trash bin of other processed foods. You know, you can't jump or get caught up in all these latest trends. You know, like, what's the latest poison they're putting in the food? It doesn't matter what they're putting in the food. It's all going to be a whiz-bang great thing when it first shows up. Then 2 or 3 years ago, they're going to find something bad. And 10 years later, they're going to realize it's killing you. So you can just, you know, stop. Don't even get started with the drama. Just don't even.
Okay.
I don't even eat stuff that has any additives in it. So I don't even care what they're adding to the food. Because I just eliminated that particular risk factor.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
I probably needed to know. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got Rose in Florida. Hi, Rose. Rose, are you there?
I am here.
There you go. What's your question, Rose?
Okay, so I have episodes. I have high, well, now that I know it's probably not high blood pressure, but thank you for that.
So you've been gambling at a gambling house worse than the casinos.
Oh, man, I think I've been living in a gambling house for a while. So
let me ask you a question. How much money have you gambled, would you say, in the last year? You got to add up your health insurance premiums, your co-pays, what you spend on the medicines, everything. What was your
We don't want to go there because I've had episodes where I ran to the hospital because of, well, it's an AFib episode along with high blood pressure. So that's another side note. But in the last year...
Wait, what's the wager? We're talking about the wager.
Probably a couple $1,000.
Just $1,000?
Maybe. A couple thousand. I try and not go to the doctor.
See, that's a really low health insurance premium. You got a deal.
No, it's $5,000 premium. So I said I try and not go.
$5,000, that sounds more like it.
Yeah.
All right, so you've made a $5,000 wager.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
What's today's question?
Okay, so my issue is I go through episodes where I have AFib along with high blood pressure, and the AFib is what really gives me the problem. The high blood pressure, you know, I've managed. I understand I have to drink more water. I do a cleanse 3 times a year, which gets me right back on track, and then I'm learning to keep away from the stimulants of coffee, alcohol, anything that's a stimulant will start to get me into a bad way.
So let's take a look at these cleanses. So, do these cleanses help your AFib?
Yes, they do.
Do them more often. Do the cleanses once a month.
Because I do them about 3 times a year, and sometimes like 20 to 30 days, I'll do it, and I feel great. I feel like I'm on top of the world, and then I start incorporating food again. So one of my questions is, can you screw up your system by cleansing too much that my body...
You can, but it doesn't seem like you're there yet.
I'm sorry?
You can do that, but if you do a cleanse, at the end of the cleanse you feel better, then the cleanse is still helping. So I think the problem is the food that you're adding after the cleanse. That's where the problem is. The other issue with AFib is you need to understand what the real problem is with AFib. So with AFib, it's only two problems. One, the heart's beating too fast, and that's over 100. Or two, there's blood clots that are left in the heart that can travel. So that's really all there is. So in other words, you can live very nicely with AFib. You don't need to get rid of your AFib.
Okay, so when I'm in an episode, I feel like I age. I can't walk upstairs. I get so out of breath, I have to sit down. I honestly age 20 years when it goes into that. And I'm like, how could I feel so great? And then it pops into an irregular beat, and I am so limited.
Yeah,
so
you've
got to
keep a diary, and you'll see there's something that consistently happens either an hour or two before or a day before your AFib events.
Either an hour or a day before that kicks me into it?
Correct.
Okay. Can turpentine help me? Because I have family members that are into the turpentine, and we've just been talking about it. And is that anything that will help this me from popping into AFib?
Not clear. It might help. Some people, there's a parasite component to their AFib. Most people, it's a dietary component.
Right. And that's what the turpentine does. It helps with any parasites that could be coming through that I'm taking in, correct?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is what usually causes AFib is malnutrition. You know, in other words, your diet is not nutritious enough. It's not, from what you're describing, it doesn't sound like it's a parasite component. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so I eat pretty healthy. Do my own gardening. We're trying to get more and more on local foods, local meat. We're incorporating that in more and more, and I know that'll help. I just have to figure out what triggers that puts me into it. Okay, so one more thing. I have a family. Could it be history? I have a family.
No, that's nonsense. Flush out, take all the genetic stuff, put it in the toilet, and just hit the flush button. It doesn't matter. It's not the determining factor. All right, let's go on to other callers. But, try the diary thing. And, you know, we can check out the discovery session if you still need more guidance. All right, we have Lakia in Pennsylvania. Hi, Lakia.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I really appreciate this, all of the information you've been giving out to the masses. I just actually discovered you maybe about 3 weeks ago, and so I was able to read your protocol and different things that
you
suggested. Yeah, just to prepare your body to start taking turpentine. But my question today is, so I've been struggling with facial hair, like a hormonal facial hair on my cheeks and underneath my neck. And what happens, because I'm African American, obviously the hair starts to grow underneath the skin and cause hair bumps. I was just wondering, is there something internally.
We are going to commercial, so we're going to have to come back, and we'll talk to you on the other side of the commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Give such delight. We all live before morning light. Please don't go.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and you're at RBN. All right, we're in the middle of a call. All right, are you still there,
yes.
Lakia?
Yes, I am.
All right. What were we talking about?
So I was just saying that I had developed began to get facial hair on my cheek and my neck area. And it's starting to grow underneath the skin, producing hair bumps. So I was just wondering, is there something I can do? Obviously, there's an internal issue that's going on.
Right.
If it's causing hormonal hair. So
right.
There's something that you can suggest that I can do to rid it forever.
Well, the simple thing is to look at your diet. So whatever is causing it is in your diet. You, without exception, it's the meat products. So this might be a good time for you to go vegan for a while, and you'll see it clear up very nicely. So you read the report for turpentine. Just follow that diet. In other words, no dairy, no meats, no processed stuff, nothing with additives. Don't take any of those whiz-bang hormone nonsense stuff, supplements. And you'll see it growing nicely.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. We have Michael in Maryland. Hi, Michael.
Clearly.
What is your question?
Actually, I have a comment. I called in 4 weeks ago, and I broke my fifth metacarpal, which is to layman's my knuckle. And you told me to get a brace.
Right.
And I got the brace. My hand is pretty much healing by itself. I just got the Vitality capsules, and I've been putting a turpentine on that area of my knuckle. And actually, with castor oil, I put it on top, and I put it in plastic so it just stay moist. Mm-hmm. And I just dip it in my paraffin. And I have not used one day out of 4 weeks any pain medication.
Yep.
So the question is, and I also cured my, I don't want to say cured, it helped with my blood pressure. It's like 117 over 77 now, but it was like 160 over 100. But the turpentine has lowered that. But am I doing overkill?
Can the turpentine help with that?
Yes. And I haven't, as far as my blood pressure, but I'm talking about my knuckle now.
Right. Okay, so now back
I haven't used any painkiller, none one whatsoever. And it's a little discomfort, but am I doing overkill? I'm wrapping it. I just take care of it.
Are you using the brace at all? Did you finally need the brace or not really?
I don't even need the brace anymore. I just wrap my two. I wrap the two fingers for support when I sleep. But I was using that.
I think if you're until you're pain free, you should keep doing what you're doing. And once you're pain free, that's it. You're home free. You're done.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Here we have Demetria in Texas.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thank you so much for all you do. My question is regarding FOTI to stop the graying of the hair. I've been taking it for the past 3 weeks, and I know you said that it takes about 6 weeks to see your hair pigment coming back.
Yeah.
But my question is, I shared this information with a bunch of my female friends who were interested, and somebody came back with and said that it's high in estrogen and also it can cause some liver issues. I just wanted to check
with you. There is no plant source of estrogen, so that's the end of that discussion.
Okay, awesome. And what about as far as liver? It can't harm your liver. I mean, I haven't had any negative side effects.
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay, and one of the in the chat section underneath Facebook, somebody also recommended taking something else, nettle, with it.
Nettle,
stinging nettle. I'm guessing.
I don't bother with that. I mean, you can try it. I've never used it.
So just straight faux tea. I have it in powder form, and I take a little scoop a day in my water. Is that good enough?
I think so.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Lucy in California.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Daniels. I have just two questions. One of them is I'm going to travel to Africa sometime this month, but I know where I'm going, there's no turpentine there. So I'm just wondering if it's okay. Is that something safe enough to travel with? And secondly,
I've had mine everywhere. I don't travel without it.
Oh, so you can take it on a plane?
Absolutely. Well.
Oh, great. Okay, that's awesome.
You don't write turpentine on the bottle. So you have these liquids you can put in containers in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah. Oh.
And one of those containers you can just put turpentine in.
Okay, perfect. I can do that. Okay, just wanted to be sure that it's safe. Okay. And the second question is, I'm experiencing some hair loss, especially at the edges. And I've tried all kinds of things. It's been years. And I just wonder how turpentine can help me get my hair back.
Probably. I would give a small willow flower for that. So I used to have hair loss around the edges just from getting my hair braided so much. And I would take small willow flower and the hair would grow back.
And
also, you have to take a look at your hairstyles. If you have a hairstyle that pulls at the edges, then change your hairstyle so you're not doing that anymore. And just give your hair a rest.
Okay, you said to take something flower?
Small willow flower.
Small willow flower. Okay, I'll look for that. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye. We are going to commercial. We will be back in a bit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
And welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are answering questions. All right, we have Raymond in California. Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Doc. I was calling in regard to male baldness. I'm bald at the top, but I have hair on the sides. I was wondering what you would recommend to get my hair back regrowing.
Small willow flower herb is the best.
Who?
Small willow flower herb. You can buy it on Amazon by the pound. And the dose is 2 teaspoons twice a day as a tea.
Small willow?
Small willow flower herb.
Oh, small willow flower herb.
Yep.
Small, as S-A-M-A-L, willow herb.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. You had also recommended Shilajit a little while ago for joint. Which brand do you recommend? So many out
there. Go to eBay. Get it from eBay from the Russian Federation. And their brand is Lumio.
And barely understand you. eBay, the repeat it one more time.
Mumio.
Okay, I'll figure it out. Okay.
Okay.
So thanks a lot.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we have Bertha in Georgia. Or Bertha.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I would like to thank you for all of the information that you're providing for us. I just recently discovered you, and I will be doing a discovery session. But my question is, my birthday, I'll be 66 years old. Okay, so I recently, maybe about 4 or 5 months, I went to the doctor, and she said that I had high blood pressure, but my pressure point it was 144 over like about 89, and the second time I went, it was like 167 over, I think, 90. But I noticed whenever I eat a lot of, maybe I say with food that maybe contains salt, I seem to have a salt sensitivity, my blood pressure escalates. So what is the guideline for a person my age for high blood pressure?
At your age, you probably shouldn't ever treat it.
Okay.
Because, again, treating blood pressure, you have to take the medicine for about 200 years in order to benefit, and you don't have 200 years left.
Okay.
So the next question is, what blood pressure would give you a better, say, length of life or quality of life? And the answer is probably, to my observation, if you can keep around 150, you're doing pretty good. As far as lowering it, it's not worth, I don't see where medications would be worthwhile.
Okay, I started taking it, I got off of it because my ankles and my feet started swelling, so I just took myself off of it. So I'm not on any medication or anything like that. Is there anything that you can suggest that I take for it?
No. Just drink more water and eat less salt. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, now considering your protocol, I want to start taking it, and I ordered the turpentine, but I just had a question. I want to make sure I'm doing it right. It stated something about 3 to 6 tablespoons of castor oil. Am I supposed to take that all at once or throughout
the
week?
Not at all. No. So go back and read it again.
Okay.
Go back and read it again.
Okay.
So the castor oil is only a second choice, you know, to help you have bowel movements.
You said the castor is a second choice.
Right. You want to have 3 bowel movements a day.
Okay.
And
okay.
So,
3 bowel movements a day. Oh, okay. They said I had osteoarthritis in the neck and in the shoulders and in the hips. Would that be just your vitality capsules?
Yeah, the vitality capsules will help that, and so will the turpentine. So get the vitality capsules first. Get your 3 poops a day. Most people notice their arthritis is tremendously better with just even the vitality capsules. And then once you're pooping 3 times a day, then you're ready for turpentine. All right, we have Linda in Massachusetts. Hi, Linda. Okay, we have Carol in Texas.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thank you so much for taking my
call.
Hi. Yes, I'm just now turning 49, and I'm experiencing hot flashes a lot. And same thing, I'm having a pain in my hip. I mean, constantly. I try to take something for it, but I try not to. But it seemed like it's just not going away. Just a pain in my hip that goes down my leg at times. But I'm experiencing a lot of hot flashes, and it feels like my head, like my blood pressure is just in my head at times. So I'm just trying to see what you recommend.
Okay, so are you still having periods?
I haven't had, I had one last year, in January, but I haven't had one since.
Okay. And ordinarily you had them every month when you did have them?
Yes. I was having like 2 or 3 times for the month.
Oh, I see. So this is a big decline for you. All right. So what happened is when you have a period and you bleed, your body dumps a lot of toxins and parasites. And so what's happening is all of those toxins and parasites are not leaving because you're not having periods. And they're going someplace else, and they're causing your hot flashes and your arthritis. So the first step would be to have more bowel movements.
Yes, okay.
and drink more water. That would be the relatively easy thing to do, and that will cause your hot flashes to decrease.
Okay.
And it'll help your pain as well.
Okay. So would you suggest taking the turpentine to do and as well?
No, not now.
Okay. Or the vitality capsules?
I do the vitality capsules to get the poops and drink a lot more water.
Okay.
And then once you get going with that and you notice a decrease in your hot flashes, then you could start the turpentine. But if you start turpentine now, it'll make your hot flashes more intense.
Okay.
Don't do it.
All right, so I'll take the vitality capsules. Is it like one per day?
You take them once a day, but you may take one, three, or five. Everyone has a different number that they need, and the instructions in the bottle tell you how to find your correct dose.
So give that a go. Okay, and what did you say gray hair, if your hair is turning gray?
Okay, so I would say handle the hot flashes first.
Okay.
And just focus on getting that under control.
Okay, all right.
And then you can move on to other stuff. But if you stay focused and do one thing at a time, things will go a lot better and you'll get a lot more success. So I recommend doing that. All right, we have Tim in Oregon. Tim, how you doing?
Always a pleasure to hear you, and thank you so much for what you're doing. I got a question in regards to they say older men and, you know, low energy and age, and they were over 40, 50 mark, and they say that we're got a lot of clouds and so forth. So they said D3, mega D3, and testosterone replacement, which is hazardous stuff. Well, what's the recommendation?
That's bad news. So the question is, how does a man keep being a man after 40 without killing himself with testosterone supplements? Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly, because it says it's hazardous. You can't have it around children. You can't have it around children and so forth. So
I say eat liver. You can have that around children, and it works just fine.
What does?
Eat liver. So liver is very high in the testosterone precursors.
Okay. And that helps
and so
with
testosterone
the energy.
Precursors,
and
you eat a lot of that, and boom. Testosterone goes up, and, you know, you're happy, your lady's happy, and life is good.
Okay, so no need for D3 because of the lack of sunlight here?
If you raise your testosterone high enough, let's see, where are you, in Oregon? I think the first step is to raise your testosterone high enough. Because if you rely only on D3 for your vitamin D, now they're showing that the synthetic D3 is actually harmful. So I would say increase your testosterone, but also your cholesterol, by eating the liver, and then you'll get more D3 production with less sunlight.
Is that still the three times a week liver? And
I would do 3 times a week liver, it sounds like, and then that'll get your testosterone up to level. Then you can kind of take it from there and see how many times you want to eat it.
Okay. All right, awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome, Tim. All right, Etta in Arkansas.
Can you hear me?
Etta, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, great. What is your question?
First of all, I love my Vitality capsules, and I love the accelerated program. I love all of it, and I love you, and you're my doctor.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, is it okay to take activated charcoal daily?
Take it what?
Daily, every day.
First thing you have to do before you consider activated charcoal is make sure you're pooping 3 times a day. Then you can add activated charcoal. But you have to make sure that your pooping does not slow down.
Okay. Okay.
And once you got that great figured out, then yes, you can take it every day.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye. Okay, with April bye-bye in Washington, D.C. Hi, April. Excuse me? Oh, okay. Barbara in Illinois. Barbara, are you there?
Hello, Dr. Daniel. I'm calling about two things. I'm on hydrochlorothiazide and potassium, C-L-E-R, for blood pressure. I had stopped taking it for a while, and every time I go back to the doctor, she wants me to take it. So my question
is,
just tell her that I'm taking it?
Yeah, tell her you're taking it. She can't tell if you're taking it or not.
Okay. All right. And then I've been plagued with skin issues, starting with I used to dance barefoot in high school, and that was back in the 60s. And that's when the skin issues first started. And through the years, it's gone away and come back, you know. So I was wondering, what if the doctor says it's eczema?
What is it you're talking about that's going and coming?
Well, the first skin issues I had was from dancing.
No, what's the name of it? I missed the word.
Eczema is what the doctor said.
Oh, okay,
says.
Got it. Okay. All right, so eczema is basically caused by, the number one cause of eczema is dairy. That would be milk, ice cream, cheese, anything like that.
Okay, that's if it's eczema. But does eczema have grainy stuff coming out of
your
skin?
Well, wait, question. Do you eat any of that stuff?
Pardon me?
Do you eat any of that stuff?
Do I eat dairy? Yeah. I don't drink milk. I drink almond milk. But I haven't completely cut. I have Greek yogurt. That's considered dairy.
Yes, the Greek yogurt is feeding your rash. Actually, the almond milk is feeding your rash. You need to switch from milk to water. All those fake milks are as bad or worse than milk.
Oh, they are?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Okay, so don't have any kind of milk. And what
correct
about no dairy at all?
Water is your friend.
Water. Okay.
Water.
All right. Well, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, goodbye.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right, we have April back on the line out here. April, are you there?
I am, Dr. Daniels. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I have some issues going on. I have pooped like crazy for, I don't know how many times all day long, and I got a parasite that this booger will not leave. I don't know what to do. I have done the turpentine, and he is hooked in for life. And I don't
know.
So
if you have a parasite that really loves you, that means you're really feeding that parasite well. The parasite just loves what you're putting in your body. So you have to take a second look at what you're putting in your body.
But I can't think. I eat so cleanly that people make fun of me. I can't possibly imagine what
to eat. So the next question is, are you overweight, underweight, or just about right?
Just about right.
Then probably maybe a liver cleanse, something like that would be in order. And that would expel the parasite. If that does not do it, then you might have more of a malnutrition type issue. And so with malnutrition, what happens is the immune system is just impaired where it can't get rid of the parasite. So I would try one of those things and then maybe a discovery session so we could maybe look a little deeper into what might be going on.
Yeah, because there's so many things that I can't eat. I mean, I can't eat a lot. I mean, my diet is very clean because every time I eat something like sugar or anything remotely close to dairy or anything, I get really sick. And I keep sweating a lot. I mean, I know time of life and everything, but I've had hot flashes and things for many years. This can't possibly be menopause sweats anymore. It's got to be something else.
and I really don't want to go to the doctor.
So hot flashes really have nothing to do with hormones. So men get hot flashes, women get hot flashes, and really at any time of life. And so doctors have been unable to classify hot flashes. So women get hot flashes before menopause. Oh, it's premenopause. Oh, it's perimenopause. So really, all hot flashes have to do with toxicity. So you can be toxic where you just haven't got rid of the crap. So the question is,
wow,
what,
I must be loaded.
You know, what is
I
it? You know,
so
what
clean.
Could it be? So probably a discovery session would be, you know, a way to sort through and figure out exactly what you're doing and, you know, what the fix would be.
Okay.
And you can go to Vitality Capsules. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, drjenniferdaniels.com.
drjenniferdaniels.com. I take Vitality Capsules. I love them. I love Vitality Capsules. I don't know. Okay. Well, I'll figure it out. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Great. Oh, we are going to commercial. We will be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels. You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. All right. LaShawn in Washington, D.C. Hi, LaShawn. What's your question?
Hey, Dr. Daniels. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. My question is, okay, my mom has been diagnosed with hypertension and high blood pressure. And is there any tips that you can give me to try to help her, you know,
well,
try to
wean
herself or anything natural?
What's her blood pressure?
Her blood pressure is, I don't think she has high blood pressure, but it'd be like, I think like 151 over something. It'd be three numbers on the top, three numbers on the bottom.
Three digits on the bottom?
Yes.
So the bottom number is over 100?
Sometimes. Yes.
Ah, okay. So she needs to increase her water intake. She's dehydrated for sure.
Okay.
So increase her water intake and increase her bowel movements to like, you know, three a day or so.
Okay.
And that should help her quite a bit. So it sounds like she's definitely constipated and definitely dehydrated. And those two things should drop her blood pressure from the 150 down around 130-something, and then you can start cutting back her medications.
Okay. Oh, wow. And one more question. Cataracts. She has to get some kind of surgery. Is there something natural that she can maybe take to help that?
Yeah, she can put Vicks vapor rub in her eye at night, a very small amount, like about two drops worth. And okay, she'll see a difference in about a week.
I'm sorry, she can put what drops in her eye?
Vicks vapor rub.
Oh, Vicks vapor rub.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Amazing. And you say for about 2 weeks she should see a difference.
Yeah, actually even 1 week, she'll see.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you, and I really, really appreciate this radio station.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, so many of you might know that I have a home healers program, and it's a program that teaches you how to be a healer in your home, how to understand these issues like hypertension, how to taper off those medications, and how to handle disasters when they occur, and, of course, how to avoid them if they don't occur. And if you're on my mailing list, you will be getting more information about these. And this is really a great way for you to heal yourself, heal your family members, and really just have all these questions kind of answered on a regular basis with support. The membership includes two live question answers a month, and I stay until all questions are answered. In the radio show, we have a limited time, so I can't answer all the questions. In fact, today on Facebook, got over 200 questions, and you know I'm not going to be able to answer them all. And then even more questions on the chat room. So the membership is a great way to get your questions answered and to have support. All right, we are done. Show is over. We will see you again next week. And as always, think happens. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I could see them. And then once again.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order
Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.